KSRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has announced a trade deal with Vietnam. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
A week before his global tariffs are scheduled to take effect, the president announced that he personally negotiated a trade deal with the General Secretary of Vietnam's Communist Party. He wrote online that Vietnam will pay a 20% tariff on goods exported to the U.S., and in return, Vietnam will open its market to the U.S. with zero tariffs. The president suggested that American-made SUVs and large vehicles would benefit from the trade deal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hamas has signaled openness to a ceasefire with Israel, but insists any deal must end the war in Gaza. President Trump has announced Israel's agreement to a 60-day ceasefire plan. The president urged Hamas to accept it before conditions worsen. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has struck down the state's 176-year-old abortion ban. The court's liberal majority voting 4-3 that the ban is no longer valid because newer abortion restrictions superseded it. Jack Bevin, senior hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center, says Hurricane Flossie is tracking away from Mexico's west coast.
It is now moving west-northwestward out to sea to the south of Baja California, and we expect the hurricane to gradually lose intensity over colder water during the next 2 to 3 days and eventually die out over the colder water.
Rainfall of up to 6 inches, likely for parts of the Mexican states of Guerrero, Michoacán, Colima, and Jalisco. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed ahead of the U.S. jobs report that's coming up on Thursday, the Dow dropping 33 points, but the NASDAQ composite is up 170 now. This is SRN News. The battle over transgenderism comes to India.
The highest court in the state of Andhra Pradesh has ruled that men who are living as women are women when it comes to the application of the law. India is divided into 36 states, and Andhra Pradesh is the seventh largest. Homosexual activity is generally frowned upon in India, and gay marriage is not legal. But the country has a large LGBT activist community, and they hope to capitalize on this court decision to spread transgenderism nationwide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man suspected of gathering information on Jewish locations and individuals in Berlin for Iranian intelligence, possibly with a view of carrying out attacks, has been arrested in Denmark. Prosecutors say that man is a Danish national and was tasked by the Iranian intelligence service with gathering information on Jewish localities and specific Jewish individuals in Berlin. This is SRN News. Operation Road Test uncovers driver's license fraud.
Staten Island prosecutors say a New York City driving school paid off DMV examiners to fraudulently fast-track driver's licenses for illegal immigrants, regardless of whether they knew how to drive. Officials say T&E Driving School in Queens took cash from non-English-speaking Chinese immigrants and paid off a crew of Department of Motor Vehicles employees on Staten Island to illegally obtain driver's licenses. The crackdown was a joint investigation with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina has become the fastest growing U.S. metro for seniors. U.S. Census Bureau shows the population age 65 and older grew by 6.3% last year. That's the highest rate nationwide. In the 2020s, the senior population there increased by more than 22%. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.